October 4, 1935. All the glory, the love, is in being able to say, with facts, I am a continuous act of the will of my Creator. Necessity of the diversity of offices and of actions. I was doing my round in the divine will, in order to trace all of its acts done in creation, to place my little I love you and unite myself with all created things to glorify my Creator and be able to say, I am at my place of honor, I am doing my office, I am a continuous act of divine will. I can say that I am nothing, I do nothing, but I do everything, because I do the divine will. But while I was thinking this, my highest good, Jesus, making me his short little visit, all goodness, told me, my blessed daughter, each created thing occupies a distinct office, and even though the will of all is one, not all of them, however, do the same thing. It would not be order, nor virtue of divine wisdom, if one created thing repeated what another does. But since one is the will that dominates them, the glory it receives from one, another gives me as well, because all the substance they possess and the good and the value with which they are invested is the fact that they can say, I am a continuous act of the will of my Creator. Greater glory, honor and virtue he could not give me than for me to be an act of divine will. This is so true, that the little blade of grass, with its littleness, the little space it occupies of the earth, seems to do nothing, no one looks at it. Yet, because so did my will want it, nor does it try to do more than what a blade of grass can do, by doing my will, it matches the glory that the sun gives me, which, with such majesty, lords it over the earth, so much so, that it can be called continuous miracle of all creation. And since all created things are united among themselves, the sun, with all its majesty, with its light, kisses and warms the little blade of grass, the wind caresses it, the water waters it, the earth gives it its little place in which to form its life. Yet, what is a blade of grass? One can say, nothing. But because it possesses my will, it will have its virtue of doing good to the human generations. In fact, I having created everything out of love and to do good to the creatures, all of them hold a secret virtue of giving the good that they possess. See then, how everything is in doing my will, never go out of its divine and interminable boundaries. By just doing my will, though it may seem that one does nothing, it is not true. The creature already finds herself together with the divine operating, and can say, what God does, I do as well. Does this seem nothing to you? God does everything, and the soul takes part in everything. So, it is not the diversity of the actions or the offices that can make the creature say that she does great things, but it is my will that gives them value, it nullifies them, it puts them in the divine order and places its image on them, as the seal of its works. As for the diversity of offices and actions, it is rather order and harmony of my infinite wisdom. Also in heaven there are diverse choirs of angels, diversity of saints, one is martyr, another is virgin, another is confessor. Upon earth my providence maintains many different offices, one is king, another is judge, another priest. Some form the people, some command, some others are dependent. If all did one single office, what would be of the earth? A complete disorder. Oh! If all understood that my divine will alone knows how to do great things, though they may be small and insignificant, oh! How they would all be happy, and each one would love the little place, the office in which God put them. But since they let themselves be lorded over by the human will, they would want to give of themselves, do some great action, which they cannot do. And so they are always discontent of the condition or the place in which my divine providence put them for their good. Therefore, content yourself with doing little united with my will, and not something great without it. More so, since it being immense, it will find in you all of its acts, and you will find yourself in its love, inside its power, into its works, in such a way that you will not be able to do anything without it, and it won't be able to do anything without you. Here is how, then, with the living in my will, such prodigies run together as to seem incredible, the nothing of the creature at the mercy of the all. The nothing prey to a will that can do anything. What will it not do of this nothing? It will make works worthy of a supreme fiat. Hence, the act most beautiful, most solemn, most pleasing to us is the nothing of the creature, given to us freely, to let us do whatever we want. Fiat.